Oasis Audio presents My Captain America by Megan Margulies. Read for you by Natasha Sodek. The stories in this book were unearthed from my own memories, home videos, as well as from my grandfather's books, My Life in Comics, and The Comic Book Makers. Fragments of this story were featured in essays in The Washington Post and Woman's Day. There are a few names that have been changed to protect the privacy of individuals. Prologue. He lived in Midtown Manhattan, 40 blocks south of my family's apartment. A smile and nod to the doorman, up the elevator, and down to the end of the popcorn-walled hallway brought you to apartment 6M. M for moron, he used to say. As a child, I loved without questioning. I probably loved without knowing it. Since I was very young, my love blazed a bright path toward my grandfather, or as I called him once I could talk, Daddy Joe. He created Captain America, The Fly, Fighting American, Sick Magazine, and romance comics, among others. Most people remember him as a true comics legend. To me, Joe Simon was the man who loved to have a cigar every night, a fan blowing the smoke over a drawing table spattered with ink and paint and out his studio apartment window. Even before my family's apartment became too much to bear, he was a calming force amid a city of millions. Out on the streets, there were constant obstacles to maneuver around. People, construction, cars, wailing sirens, and places that were off limits. Don't go too far. Don't run down the subway steps without me. Don't touch those crack vials. Watch out for that man. Don't step on that lady. And even inside the apartment, I had parents to contend with. Don't eat that. Don't leave your toys there. Don't talk to the kids outside your window. Don't forget to lock the door. Stay out of my way. In Daddy Joe's apartment, I was on vacation from it all. His linen closet was stocked with the root beer I was forbidden from having at home. Microwavable dinners were stacked in his freezer, and takeout menus for dozens of restaurants were scattered on his kitchen table. The view from his studio apartment was a partial downtown view. Lights and dark windows, the simple version of New York. When I was with him, I loved the city. I saw the magic of it. For a better view, we went up to the roof of his building. Let's bring the camera, he suggested more than once. The elevator climbed, skipping over the 13th floor, shaking enough to make me tense and look to Daddy Joe for reassurance. Once we were on the 23rd floor and out of the elevator, there was a steep climb in the stairwell, the gray concrete steps echoing our stomps against the walls. With a hard shove, sometimes with my hip, the roof door flung open, getting caught in the wind and slamming against the side of the building, daylight almost knocking us off our feet. Sometimes we separated immediately. Daddy Joe snapping photos of the skyline with his old Nikon, the photos to be used as inspiration for superheroes leaping over city buildings. I tried to make out figures in the windows across the way. Taller buildings blocked all of Central Park and uptown, where my family's apartment was. Careful, he yelled in my direction, as I gripped the metal railing and peered over the edge at the tiny cars and people below. He stood on the gravel, his eyes squinting behind his large-framed glasses, his long legs making him seem as tall as the surrounding buildings. Come over here and let me take a photo of you. Other times we stood together, looking west toward the Hudson River, catching a glimpse of New Jersey, the city buzzing, honking below us, the wind whipping my hair and dancing around our two bodies. I like to think that in these moments we were both happy, pretending to fly over the city like a superhero and the girl he rescued. 1. It all began in New York, 1913 and 19.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?